Welcome to Vassals of Kingsgrave, and we are a podcast dedicated to, of course, geek culture and many hyped-up TV shows. And speaking of which, this discussion today is a very much immensely hyped TV show all over the world, The Young Pope, starring Jude Law. And we'll discuss, of course, the confusing plot, the premise, the hype towards that, and give our views of that show. Of course, my name is Glenn. I am Dagos Rivers from the podcast Device and Fire Forums, and I am joined by...
This is Adam, also known as Drown Snow on the forums.
This is Jock, also known as Mundo Jock 2 on the forums.
So this show started out with... Well, in fact, I heard about it around June time, I think, but it was also going to be launched at the same time as Westworld, but I was more interested in Westworld compared to this. But this one did have a lot of good things going for it as well on paper. So you had two A-list actors, Jude Law and Diane Keaton. It had been written by I can't remember his name, but he won the Oscar for Best Foreign Film at the Oscars a few years ago. It was also the first show, so in the UK, Sky launched a new product called Sky Q, where you could watch Ultra HD content. So this is the first show that they produced entirely in ultra high definition. So a lot of great things going for it. What compelled you to watch The Young Pope?
Well, I mean, it was just bizarre as hell, right? The trailers and everything. So I guess it was different here. I didn't realize that it aired like overseas before. So because I guess they pushed Westworld a lot harder here. And then kind of after maybe halfway into the season on Westworld, they started showing teasers for this.
Oh, yeah.
And then we didn't get it until January, I think. And I was just it looked like, you know, ooh, it's going to be like some egomaniacal pope, trying to take over the world or something. You know, it looked interesting, so.
I was really hoping that it would be a modern-day version of the Borgias, but it was not at all that show.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah, I think it was around December that the Young Pope ended in the UK, but it had been shown in Italy a few weeks before. And it was this weird thing where, depending on the country, it was a different number of episodes. So in the UK it was nine episodes in total, but in Italy it was 11 episodes.
Now, is it the same runtime? Were the episodes just different lengths?
Different lengths. So it was edited in a different way. So in the UK, the first episode was a 2-hour long special. And then each week it was 1 hour each week, but in Italy, it must have been 1 hour each week, and, you know, they just had a longer run of the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe
at the end of the season, what did I watch?
I was sort of thinking it was sort of Annie, but in the Vatican, because it incorporated, the story of Lenny being an orphan wanting to find his parents, and he finally sees his parents. Or, well, you have that story as well, where it's the fake parents trying to pretend to be his parents.
Or are they, or I don't know. The whole thing's weird.
I know.
I mean, we're supposed to believe that was, you know, someone brought fake parents, but was it just he didn't want to see them as his parents because it was disappointing? I mean, they didn't. A lot of things were kind of left, you know, up to interpretation.
The final episode as well, when I watched it, I just thought he had died. So I didn't realize that he just fainted, or it was open to interpretation.
Yeah, well, I mean, it seemed like he died, but then, yeah, I mean, the way it was cut, and there's no, funeral, or, you know, it could be... I mean, you could play that a lot of ways, I guess. Let's say they were going to do another episode or a little movie or something to wrap things up. That could go a bunch of ways if they really wanted it to. But I think maybe that's partially, I mean, what the show did was, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but it felt like they had a concept of just like, you know, Jude Law wanted to do it, and he's the Pope, and, you know, where, and I think they maybe got the first couple episodes, like, down as, like, the idea, and then didn't really know where to go from there, maybe. Because it seems like they were planting the seeds in those early episodes of, like, oh, maybe he is kind of, you know, gonna be like a shady Pope or something. But nope.
And my thoughts with the initial few episodes is, like, it would be this thing where they would just plant all the seeds of him being, you know, horrible for the Vatican, for the image, for marketing, and then they all plot to kill him, but then it never goes in that direction either.
Oh, they plot to kill someone else, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
That's not really confirmed either.
Most of it is plotting, it's just bad plotting.
Yeah, I mean, it just seemed they didn't really get anywhere at the end. Like, they didn't know what, like, message they wanted to send at the end, or, I mean, maybe that's kind of the message, you know, kind of leaving things up to interpretation and leaving things very,
Well, the message is weird with the whole...
Non-corporeal?
Yeah, and also the whole, Benny being a conservative, homophobe, Islamophobe, yet God seems to be on his side.
Yeah, I mean, like, they have a lot of threads that they sort of half pull, you know, like like just the fact that he got elected, and we don't really know how he became Pope. And, you know, he talks about, oh, you know, it was the Cardinal Secretary of State. Like, oh, yes, I made that happen. But then he's, you know, in secret, he's like, I don't know. I think it was the Holy Spirit. And then that sort of just gets dropped.
Yeah, there's no real payoff to that, because I thought that was what they were setting up with all the early scenes of Lenny in his youth, and then it would be fast forward, and it would give you a backstory of how he actually did become elected.
Yeah, like maybe they would actually show in one of the episodes how that all went down. I mean, they're also fairly vague about his, like, position and status before becoming Pope, and we know, like, where he was kind of, but we don't know how he was viewed. I mean, it somehow. He becomes Pope, and like most people just didn't seem to even know who he was, really. Like, all I know is that there's white smoke when the Pope gets elected. I mean, I know there's like a whole group of people that get together and decide a Pope, but I don't know the ins and outs of how that works. So, like, why was he even there, or why would he have been nominated?
And I understand, Adam, that it was shown in two episodes a night. In America?
Yeah, like, we got it, and I know, like, the first two episodes were back-to-back, and then the next week, I think there was another two episodes, and, I, like, they piled up on my DVR after the first few, and then I caught back up on them, and there's just, so, you know, it's been so busy, I wasn't watching, like, anything at all for a couple of weeks, just didn't have any time. And this especially, like, I have to sit down and watch it because of all the subtitles. I can't, like, drift in and out. Like some shows, like I can have it on in the background and still enjoy it. But I mean, I thought that the cast was great, and there were definitely some significant commentaries to be had, you know, on the church and, you know, some of the things they've done, the way they act, and all that. But the homosexuality thing, it was like back and forth about, you know, I don't know. Like, how bad, you know, they were investigating the guy in New York, was it? And, you know, they were trying to get him. That's terrible. And, you know, the abuse of children, this is terrible. And then they're like, we're going to entrap people that are going to become priests. And then they're killing themselves. And you're just like, what? Like, what are they trying to say? I don't know. So I don't know. Did you expect that it was going to end up, like, it was going to end up somewhere? Like, he's finally greeting these people, and I'm like, either he's going to perform, like, a miracle, and it's going to become this, like, fantastical thing, or, you know, he's going to declare war, or I don't know. You know, like, it built up, and then it was very... He has this nice speech, and then he just passes out, and it's kind of like,
Well, in the UK, it was... So you had the 2-hour episode first week, and then you had 1 hour each week after that, and I knew it was running for 8 weeks, so I thought that the, you know, the episode where they discover all the love letters and like he walks away, like I thought that was the end of the show, that he just abandoned his post. But then,
like, that's the turning point, and
then I thought, oh right, I still don't understand the ending. But then I realized, oh, there's actually an episode in 5 minutes time, the final episode.
Yeah, because that felt like kind of like a period, you know. And then, but I had them all, you know, lined up, so I knew there was another one. And then right away, it's like, oh, these love letters from the Pope, and it's this, you know, beautiful thing, and like, okay, you know, where is this going? The poor kangaroo died. I was upsetting. But I mean, so what was with him and the like the captain of the guard or whatever, like the wife, like they were, like she was barren, he's infertile, and then she's like, because they show us in a lot of like dream sequences and such, so you can't ever really be sure of what's going on in a scene, if it really happened or if something else happened, like
if you really dropped that baby.
Yeah, oh my gosh. I mean, I had to laugh. That was hilarious when he dropped the baby. Like, oh my gosh. Yeah. And then, yeah, so they just left. They up and left the Vatican's because they were creeped out by him or something. So was it a miracle that did he like bless her and she had a child, or did they have some affair that you don't see that's, like, it's confusing.
I think that's, yeah, the, I've forgotten his name, that the guy that doesn't like him because he wanted to be Pope, he says something like, yeah, that, doesn't he? That he implies that they had sex, that's how this miracle happened, not that he's somehow, yeah, blessed and, like, removed, well, allowed her to have children through a blessing.
Yeah, but there's no real evidence to that other than that making the most sense, you know, in the real world, and, you know, them kind of moving away, him spending so much time with the family, etc. But then when they get that evidence on him, when he's like groping her, and he's like, oh, he's, you know, he gives such a beautiful speech, and we can't use this evidence, and, you know, because he's such a holy man, he would never do that, and so I don't know. Maybe he just knows he's being watched. Like, I thought there was going to be a scene where he's like, I know you've been, like, they weren't hiding themselves very well with that giant camera.
What were your opinions of the show when you watched the first episode?
I was pretty excited. I was like, yeah, like, this is going to be interesting, right?
It was sort of like the reverse for me. So I watched the 2 hour episode, and sort of like drifted off after about 40 minutes and just like sort of slogged through the rest of it, so I just didn't get what was happening, didn't really.
Oh, yeah, I only watched the first time I watched it. Yeah, like I said, about the third episode is where I was kind of like, I'll get back to this later.
I know, and it's,
but I mean,
it is heavy going as well, that the show, it's like,
yeah,
when you watch it, you have to focus and like use a lot of your
and
brain
you really
power.
Have to pay attention to what you're seeing and what they're saying, and like, is what you're seeing what's actually going on sometimes. And I thought that like the first episode wasn't, you know, like some sort of big thrill ride or anything, but I was like, oh man, they're setting stuff up. Like the first maybe two or three episodes, wherever it was, it seemed like they were laying a lot of groundwork for things. I'm like, okay, this is gonna build up to something, you know. And I don't know. I mean, there were definitely some, like I said, some interesting commentaries, I think, on, you know, just humanity in general and religion, whatnot. But, you know, like, you don't need to know, like, the sister in Africa that was running all the safe houses or whatever they were, and he, like, prays and she dies. Like, you don't need to know if that's got really, you know, if he did that or if he had someone kill her with the water, or, you know, like, well, like, whatever, like, you don't have to, like, answer questions like that. I just assumed, it seemed like he had an agenda, right? And he's this young pope, and he's going to have an agenda. And I kind of wanted it to at least end with something like, all right, now I'm talking to the world, and this is what I'm going to do. And, you know, or we're, you know, some sort of pivot. And that's fine. You can just assume what happens after that. But it was just like everybody's smiling, and then he kind of sees his parents. And is all of this just been like a brain tumor? Or maybe it's like a Jacob's Ladder scenario. I don't know.
And throughout the last episode, I was thinking, right, it's finally here. Hopefully, I'm sure I posted something as well on Facebook about it, that after all of this, hopefully it ends in a good way.
You're like, it dragged, but it's about to pay off. I think Pope Pius's story was like the least satisfying in some ways because of how erratic, and it's like you like him one minute, the next minute you're like, oh, this guy's just kind of gross. But like some of the side stories were interesting, like with his adopted brother and then how that ended up.
The
what?
Sister Mary and the mole guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was like my favorite moments of the series, like episode 6, 7, and 8. I think like sort of in the middle when it was, you know, he gets involved with the guy that commits suicide, and then later on he gets murdered as well by the gang that. The mobster guy.
the Brazilian drug lord or whatever. Which is, I mean, he just like walked right into it. And so I thought maybe something else would happen. But no, there he was just like, I can't. He's like, look, you know, you fucked my wife. I can't let that go. So, which I thought was funny because he was, you know, the speech he gave about how he was like, if I refused to give communion, I didn't do that. I didn't, you know, like kind of he was like, you know, I didn't really do my job here. You know, preaching against evil, and like the new guy is like, yeah, you know, he doesn't give communion to the cartel, and he doesn't, you know, he's like, but hey, I get it, that's his job. So no one's gonna hurt him. He's like, but you know, you can't just sleep with other people's wives. Come on.
So with the show, well, I guess when I watched the first episode, I sort of thought, I don't know, it was. Well, I slogged through it, just forced myself to watch it, but I could sort of see something developing, like it could get interesting later on. And I think it was just like the storytelling, the scenery as well, and also the amazing acting from Jude Law that just propelled me to watch more of it. And you know, I'm glad that I did and have really enjoyed the show. And like all the later episodes did get much better, just the sadly the ending sort of ruined it for me.
Yeah, and I mean it felt like a cop out, right?
Yeah.
Like they didn't know what they wanted to say or what was safe to say, so they kind of just, you know, gave you the, you know, did he die? Did he ascend to heaven? Did he just pass out because, you know, he was being so happy? I don't know.
I'm guessing whatever. If there is a second series in development, that he's actually alive.
Is there?
Well, I read it on Wikipedia, which I know is not exactly accurate, but...
Oh, yeah, I wrote that on there last week. yeah, I mean, I guess I could see if it was popular enough, them wanting to do that. But I just assumed it was a one-shot deal, so...
I don't think it's, I guess, like, you and I did watch it, and, you know, but there's a lot of people that, after watching the first episodes, I imagine wouldn't have the patience for it, and
yeah,
it looks like the viewing figures sort of dropped off as well. I don't know about the UK, but in Italy, it's, like, the best rated pay TV show in Italy, and it started off with about 1 million viewers, but even then it dropped down to about half that by the next week.
What's the population of Italy?
I don't know.
It's not that big, yeah. I don't know if I would expect this to be popular in Italy or expect this to not be very popular. It's like a big international show about where you live. That's one thing, but you know, I don't think a lot of Catholics would necessarily enjoy it. It's something to watch, but
60 million.
Oh, okay.
So almost.
So it's kind of low.
The same size as the UK.
Yeah, so who produced this exactly? I mean, because like HBO built it as HBO.
Oh no,
but we got it after everyone. So.
Well, it's actually. It has three of the biggest broadcasters in the world that produced it. So it's co-produced by HBO, Sky, and Canal Plus. And that's another reason that I was really interested in it, because Canal Plus have produced some really great shows, like Mason Close. They've done The Returned. Then it's produced by Sky, of course, and also HBO. So it was shown in Italy first, then it was the UK, I think a few other countries, and then, of course, HBO did get it last.
Is HBO like a premium service over there for you guys still?
We don't have HBO, so...
No? You just get most of the shows on...
We get the shows on a channel
BBC
called
One
Sky Atlantic, which is a pay TV show.
Sky.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so the Sky Atlantic channel, that has a number of shows from HBO, Showtime, and sometimes they have their own original shows on there as well.
Yeah, and sometimes like other countries kind of get the best of it in some ways. Like here we have, you know, networks that produce various things, and then so we've got like CBS, Fox, NBC, ABC, etc. And like I know, like when I lived in Canada, they had. Like CBC and there was only a few like main broadcast channels, but like they would have like a show from NBC next to a show from, like they would just buy kind of what they wanted. So some shows didn't transfer over,
yeah.
But usually they had like all kind of the best shows, but it's like it was weird seeing like sometimes shows that are competing in America like on the same network.
What sort of promotion was there for the show in America? Was there like Jay Leno or any big?
I didn't really notice. I'm sure they. I'm sure he probably did the talk show circuit. I don't really pay attention to those anymore. But there wasn't a lot. I mean, there was about the first 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. There were a lot of ads like on the internet and stuff. And HBO pushed it a lot. Like I said, it's like about halfway into Westworld. There were teasers, and then after Westworld finished, it ramped up with more. You know, Young Pope, da da da, and you know they pushed it pretty hard on HBO because it was kind of the only thing they had going when it aired, right? I mean, I'm trying to think, I don't think anything else was any of their series were airing. Like HBO, let's see, what else do they have? I think is Girls back? Are people
yeah, the
watching
final,
that?
The final season of Girls.
Final? I think I'm a season behind on that. I heard it got.
I think
good
I'm
again.
About two seasons behind.
Yeah, because whatever season it was, like I just couldn't watch it anymore. And people are like, no, it's gotten good again. I'm like, okay, maybe I'll work my way through it at some point. But yeah, I mean, what Game of Thrones were what? I mean, normally this would be, you know, we're almost in Game of Thrones mode right now.
Oh yeah, we would have the trailer. We would have.
Uh huh.
TV yeah, spots I mean, and everything. By
it
now.
Would just be, you know, 3 or 4 weeks away, right?
Yeah.
So now we're, is it July or?
I think it's
an
June
official
now.
Word on that? June, July?
I think it's something like the 25th of June.
Yeah, so that's still a ways away. And we've got a lot of, let's see, there was a fake Star Wars trailer yesterday. Yeah, it's most. I'm still trying to catch up on some of the Oscar movies. I watched most of them, but not all of them.
Oh, I've still not watched any of them.
Any of them?
No.
I watched the one that apparently no one watched, Captain Fantastic. which I'm sure how that. I'm not like it seems like literally no one watched that movie. It's one of those movies where like, how did it get nominations? Somebody really likes it. But sometimes, I don't know if you watch the Oscars or pay attention, but sometimes it does feel like they vote for things because they're like, I feel I'm supposed to vote for that. And you're like, I know you saw this. You know, those award ceremonies, they don't mean a lot. I mean, some years, there's not really a lot of you know, good competition. Or in some years, it's like, well, you know, any of these movies could have these actors the Oscar. So, but I usually drift in and out. And this year, I couldn't believe the end there that actually happened. Like, I don't know how you do that, but
I'm still confused how it could happen.
I mean, when you look at the card and you see like Best Picture and like 8-point, you know, font down at the bottom, you're like, maybe that has something to do with it. You sent two people there that need reading glasses, and you know, they were rightfully confused. So maybe the title of the award should be at the top in like big font, you know. But like, I guess when you're on stage like that, you're an actor. You're used to just you do stuff, and everyone loves you, and you just go with it. So. she was like, oh, well, clearly this says, you know, La La Land, and just went with it, you know. You're not used to being like, hold on a second, let me stop everything and go chat with someone else and make everything sound. So instead we got some real entertainment at the end. So,
although for as long as the Oscars have existed, there's always been rumors about this presenter said the wrong name, or they said the wrong movie, and...
You know, yeah.
Usually when it's a really bad movie that no one can understand one. So this sort of like proves what would happen if
that
actually
wasn't
that happen.
Wasn't like the urban legend like Marissa Tomei or whatever?
Yes, Marissa Tomei, that's who I'm thinking of. I'm sure there have been movies that people say, oh, they just read the wrong movie, or they just said whatever was the first alphabetically or whatever.
And I guess, I mean, I don't know how the system works, and they'll have to have a different system with a different company now. But it's, you know, like, because they don't, no one knows until the things are opened, until the envelopes are opened. So I guess they open, is there like a backup envelope or something? Because I guess there's, the way this happened was there's an envelope on each side of the stage. And so they gave them, the, you know, the best actress envelope from the other side of the stage or something on accident. But you would think that when the one gets used, they would open the other one to like verify it, but I don't know. I guess whatever system they had worked up until now.
Well, this is a bit of a tangent, but it's an accounting firm that does it, and it's the same accounting firm as Police Scotland. So it could have ended up with Police Scotland winning the Best Actress award.
Hmm.
I didn't know they were involved with Police Scotland. I mean, I know of the company, PwC.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're an accounting firm, and I think they're still going to be doing like work for the Oscars, but they're not going to be handling the ballots anymore.
I once applied for them, and I'm sure if I got that job, this wouldn't have happened.
Yeah,
you would have been on top of it. Yeah. Anything? Mm-hmm. Let's see. Anything else? You were mentioning Broadchurch is back.
Oh yeah, Broadchurch. It's really. Well, I mean. I know people are always saying that they hated Series 2, but I did really like Season 2, so yeah, I've liked all episodes. This one's a bit different because it's not a murder, it's a rape that they're investigating.
Hmm. So, I mean, I really enjoyed the first season series, and then there was that very unique thing of them airing like an American version like right away.
Oh yeah.
With David Tennant in it. So I had a fun time watching like back to back, and then kind of comparing. And I mean some of it's shot for shot the same. The ending was very different. But so I was like, I think I watched the first episode of the second season, and then I had to pirate it, and I just was like, I just didn't get around to doing it because I couldn't find it anywhere. And I was like, you know, I'll download the episode some other time. I just never did. So I didn't watch the second series. I didn't get turned off by it. I just, you know, it's one of those back burner things.
The American one was called Whitechapel, wasn't it? Or maybe it was.
No. What was the American one?
There is a show called Whitechapel, but I can't remember what the American version was called.
Grace Point, I think.
Yeah, Grace Point. Yeah, you're
Grace Point.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, it wasn't Broadchurch, but, but yeah, that was just as a product having the same actor playing the same role basically, right away in the shows made for two different countries. I don't know. I thought it was. I mean, it was kind of a showcase for David Tennant, I guess. But I liked it. I mean, I definitely liked the British version better of the show, but I don't know if I would have even watched the American version. Like, let's say if they had a different actor, I probably wouldn't have even watched it. So,
I did watch a few episodes of it, but I didn't finish it.
Yeah, they changed the ending. I can't remember it now, but like they made the ending completely different.
Another great show that's been on recently and is now finished is Taboo.
I never liked that. I did give that the first episode a chance, but I just couldn't get into it.
Oh, you got to, man. You got to give it a couple episodes. I don't know. It's Tom Hardy's just chewing that scenery. It's great. I haven't finished it. I'm a couple episodes behind, but yeah, it's just like all just his performance alone is entertainment enough for me to watch, like despite what all's going on. And then that beach where like all the dead bodies keep showing up, man. Like, what the heck? Why would you go there?
Money.
What?
Money.
Money. Yeah, I suppose.
I did watch this British show. I'm not sure if it's on PBS, Adam, but it's called The Halcyon. So it's set in a hotel.
No, I haven't heard of it.
Set during the 1940s and just about sort of, well, they're going for the Downton Abbey angle, and that's like part of the advertisements, like the new Downton Abbey, but it has sort of fallen short of that.
We have, I saw on PBS the other day, it looked interesting, Victoria, Jenna Coleman.
Oh, yeah, that was
Queen Victoria.
That was on a few months ago.
Yeah, I think it's like wrapping up here now.
Yeah, I did watch that, and that was, I enjoyed that. That's coming back for a second series as well.
Is it? Yeah. I gotta see if I could find that online or something. I feel like I saw it on like Hulu or Netflix, maybe. But yeah, so you were saying that like maybe they're doing a second season of Young Pope? Like, that's what Wikipedia says anyway.
Well, Young Pope series. True. I think they actually named a producer that confirmed it as well. Oh yeah, it's on Hollywood Reporter.
Weird. So what are they gonna? I guess the ending makes a bit more sense if they're gonna continue on with another series, because they, like I said, they clearly just didn't really know the message they wanted to send, other than kind of like a love everybody and be kind type sort of message. But like, they didn't really know what they wanted to do with the character or what direction that they wanted him to go in, I think. So if you just kind of abruptly end it like that, it, you can kind of do whatever you want when you pick it back up again.
Okay, I'm going to swap over to the Logan one now. Do either of you want me to put you on that chat?
No, it's okay. Thanks for joining, Jock.
Yeah, you can add me in there. I'll probably pop in.
Okay. See you.
Okay, thanks, Rob. Right. Bye.
Thanks. Yeah, so have you talked to Bina about this show much? Or?
Well, I had said to her about doing the podcast, and she was, she wanted to do a podcast on it, but then she went off on her hiatus.
Took a break.
She's breaking today, but
yeah, I know, right? She's over there. She's like, I have to talk about this, but I feel like I don't know, because she seems so gung ho on it, but it was like in the middle of airing. I think it was maybe before she watched the finale. So
yeah, she was into it, but then she was also in our mindset as well about like she didn't get it, and she was sort of like confused with the show. She posted a lot of things on Facebook, just asking her friends,
like,
what's the point of this show?
Like, wait, exactly, what are they doing? They could have been controversial and risky. I mean, they were already kind of, in a way, and made some interesting statements. Or they could have just, like, actually brought in some old school, just straight up intrigue and, we could have played Vatican politics a lot more than we did. Like, all of the people, like, behind the scenes running the Vatican seem very like, oh, we're up to stuff, but like we're all shut down pretty easily. So like none of them were too nefarious at the end of the day, or effective, I guess. I did like all of the little the cardinals and stuff scheming in the background, like, how are we gonna get rid of him, and like maybe we kill him, and, you know, he's young, he's gonna outlive us all, like, no, we'll do a scandal, you know. It was like, I mean, it was almost slapstick at times, because like I said, it was very ineffective. And then like they couldn't commit to it fully, and yeah. But then like you have scenes where when he finally went like addressed all the cardinals and he's making them, you know, kiss the papal feet, and like you're like, oh, stuff's about to happen. I don't know, he just makes some weird decrees, and his brother dies, and dang, kangaroo died too.
I forgot about that kangaroo.
I feel like that was like symbolic, you know, because the kangaroo, and he kind of like was the kangaroo whisperer, and then it wasn't listening, and it was kind of maybe listening, and then like when things kind of went to shit, it died. So the kangaroo kind of seemed to follow what was going on with him, maybe, in a way. But I don't know, there was a lot of beautiful imagery. There was a lot of, you know, a lot of great performances. And I don't know. Like, if there's a season two, I would probably wait a few episodes in and see how it's going. check in and read a couple episodes and ask this first.
Yeah, I think I would watch the first episode, but then I might wait a while before I start watching it again. So sort of like Fortitude just now. So I watched series one, but didn't really enjoy it that much, but sort of felt like I've watched this much, so I may as well finish the rest of it.
You're pot committed.
Yeah. So like sometimes when you start a show and you've watched five episodes that you feel like you have to finish, you know.
Yeah. I know that. It's like, I don't, you know, I'm like growing up, you know, it's like I always hated like starting a movie and not being able to finish it because it was bedtime. So it's like I hate not finishing movies and stuff. But yeah, with TV shows, it's like I had to learn, like, because there were some shows that I'm like, well, like bad shows from like the early 2000s or the 90s or something, where I was like, well, I've already watched like 100 episodes of this, and it just keeps going. And you're like, you know, you can just not watch it anymore. There are better, like, you know, there wasn't as much quality TV like there is nowadays, right?
Yeah.
So, and sometimes though, I think the more common scenario for me seems to be like I find a show and I watch it and it's canceled after one season or eight, and you're like, oh, are you kidding me? The show was so good, but no one watched it. You know, so, but I've had, yeah, there's a bunch of shows that I tried to follow, and then I, you know, it was on my DVR and I changed cable companies, or, you know, I had for, you know, it expired on Netflix, and then I'm like, oh, well, I'm just not going to catch up with it anymore. And then it actually kind of feels good to let it go. Like, and I'll just go online and read what happened at the end. And then if it sounds interesting, like, I'm the guy, you know, that sometimes if a book is disappointing, I'll go and like read the synopsis, or maybe like peek at the last chapter at the store to see if I want to buy the next book, you know, go and see like, okay, this is, you know, it's going somewhere, so I'll read the story. Like, well, I don't mind spoilers so much, I just don't like wasting my time, right?
Yeah.
So like I feel like you can't spoil a proper story. And any story that is reliant on, you know, a surprise or a shock or a twist to make it good is not really all that good in the first place. So when, you know, when someone talks about, you know, spoilers going around the internet and, oh, well, now I can't watch that movie because I know the thing. And I'm like, well, was that the only thing the movie had to offer? Because if so, then it's not worth watching anyway.
Sometimes the fun is getting to what you already knew would happen.
Yeah, and the best part too is like, I don't know how many times I've read something and been like, oh man, that's what happens, and then I see it or I read the book and I'm like, oh, this is how that like my mind had it might as well like I'd never heard it because my mind had something completely different based on, you know, the two sentences I read. Right? Like I know, like going into Logan, I had seen a friend of mine posted something and I was like, what? And it, like, yeah, had nothing to do with anything in the movie really. So, you know, I don't know. It's the way everyone is. They're kind of vague these days, right?
Yeah.
And, well, I'm going to tell you the spoiler, but not really tell it to you. Or, like, I don't
know. They might just make up this fake spoiler. And oh, yeah. They're actually being really nice.
Yeah, there's enough of that going around. I'm a jerk about that sometimes with people too, you know. But like, as a kid, like my dad, we'd go to movies sometimes, and you know, like we'd leave the theater, and you know, you don't see it so much these days. But there'd be like a line of people outside waiting for the movie for the next showing or something, right? And like sometimes you find that at theaters. But he would always like to be like, I can't believe this, whatever happened, you know, which you know, just like pretending he was talking really loudly to us, and usually it was fake, you know. Like, oh, I can't believe Captain Kirk died. oh, no, but there's that one movie he did actually die. So, you know. But yeah, people would give him angry looks and stuff. It was like, oh, man, it's like internet trolling before the internet. You actually had to risk someone punching you, right? Like, I don't know.
Can you believe, do you ever visit IMDb?
Yeah.
They've taken away the message boards.
Oh, really? Like under each post, like all of the...
Yeah.
Huh. You know,
I used to use it a lot when I was 15, 16, but sort of fell away from that. But then, like, occasionally I would go on there and watch a movie, and then I would go to the IMDb, see what people are saying. So, watched Miss Peregrine's Home of Peculiar Children, and
was
went
good?
To the IMDb. Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, it did really well.
I read
overseas,
the book as well.
So. Oh, okay.
I knew about the movie, then read the book, then watched the movie once it came out on DVD, and enjoyed it, but it could have been a bit shorter.
Oh, it was
and it would
long.
Have been better. Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's on HBO now. I've been, like, debating.
Oh, right, yeah. But that's when I discovered that IMDb boards no more.
They're just all gone. Man, like, a lot of places are getting rid of comments, and, like, forums and message boards used to be where you did everything, and now it's Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and a lot of that stuff is just sort of disappearing.
That's why I always love the actual comments. So when I'm reading a newspaper, online newspaper article, I always like to go to the comments to see what they're saying about it.
Depends on what the article is.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, if you go to anything like politically controversial or whatever, and it's the comments can be fun, but don't wade into them, right?
Yeah.
It's a million people saying something ridiculous and a million people trying to tell them they're saying something ridiculous.
Or sometimes they're just saying it's 500 people saying the exact same thing, so you get annoyed after the 10th time of reading the same thing.
Over and over and over. But I mean, it's like our YouTube comments sometimes on our videos are like, well, sometimes they're really, I'm like, they don't have anything to do with the video. But I mean, at least usually with ours, it's like you've got 10 or 20 comments and it's pretty easy to read through. And maybe you get some useful feedback in between, you know, people being assholes.
Or sometimes they just start saying, you know, talking about the favorite character, and it's like, what has that got to do with
chapter? This Riru was so cool. I'm really such a big fan of Arya, and remember that one time on the show when and you're like, we didn't even cover an Arya chapter this time. But I mean, that's what the comment sections are for, and it's great that, like, you know, anyone even pays attention, right? So
it is.
it's cool. I mean, because there are people out there that are, you know, starving for content, and, you know, thankfully they feel like popping by our little piece of the internet. So, but as long as they're nice. I've had to delete a few comments.
Oh, from YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
like, you know what? No thanks. But I mean, like, I don't delete the ones where they're like, you guys, you know, need to get better microphones, or like, you know, they're complaining. They're like complaining about silly stuff. Like, how come there's no video and there's no professional microphone? And, you know, with all the money I'm paying you guys, you could put on a better production. Like, wait, what? You know? Yeah. But anyway, I guess, let's see. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Well, I guess if you do Logan, that's, of course, a podcast you're doing next, but any other podcasts that you're planning to do?
Let's see. I've got a reread to organize. in the next few weeks, I think. I have to check the schedule on that again. So that'll be coming up soon. I think most of the rereads are getting up on YouTube now, and we're getting caught up. There was kind of a bit of a break just with everything there. There's that second part of The Hobbit that's been recorded forever that I keep intending to put out. I edited it once. And I'm like an hour into editing it again, so it'll probably be done sometime next year. Yeah. No, that'll probably actually be up sometime in the next couple weeks. With an apology, I'm sure. But we got rereads, and there's a whole bunch of CTAs on the forum, but I haven't paid too much attention as to what's actually happening with some of those. So.
I should have asked Jock that as well. He was planning to do a Discworld episode, I think. I don't know if that actually got anywhere, because I would be interested to listen to that.
Yeah, I never read those, so they sound interesting. But Greg's doing a book club on I started reading it. It Could Never Happen Here. So that'll be interesting.
Hannah, who abandoned this podcast in its hour of need,
she was so over it. she poked still, us.
Yep. I just think thankfully you decided to join as well, but we waited months so that she could join this podcast.
And then we overshot, and then because I think Bina was wanting to do it right after the premiere, or the
that's right, just after it finished the finale in the UK. Premiered.
Yeah, and just be like, just review the season or whatever. And then she's like, I saw the premiere, we can wait. Or I saw the finale, we can wait. No urgency. But anyway, so it was good.
I would rate it as a 3.5.
Yeah, lemon cakes. I don't know, I would I guess I would give it a 2.5 overall. Because most of that is the power of the acting and just the set and costume design and, all of that was done very well. I think it just really, and maybe it's, maybe it's not the show's fault. Maybe it's the way it was advertised, because it was definitely pushed as something different in all of the promos. So I guess maybe that leads to a bit more of a disappointment factor, at least for me.
Yeah, it has been disappointing, because on paper it looks amazing or sounds amazing with all these people involved with it. I imagine they spent a lot of money on it, and the A-list actors that are involved, Oscar-winning caliber involved in the show, and all these big broadcasters involved in production as well. But I think it's, initially it was disappointing, but then it got good, but then it got disappointing in the end, so bookended by disappointment.
Yeah. It's, much like the real Pope. No, I don't know. like I said in the beginning, I think that someone had a concept and they had a pitch meeting of the first episode or two, and it's crazy, and someone was like, yeah, I'm sold, let's do this, this is going to be amazing, and they didn't really have the rest of the idea thought out, or maybe they wanted to do something the budget wouldn't allow, or I'm trying to think of why it went the way it did, but I don't know, it had enough kind of beautiful moments in it to make it was worth watching, so yeah
and I'm hoping it does come back for a second series, and I will watch that, but thankfully it does give us a break to just digest what we've watched and give our brains a rest until it does come back, whereas something like Westworld, I enjoyed that so much more, and I would watch that if it came back tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of those that, like, if 2 years from now you have another series, like, then it's a bit more interesting. But Westworld, like, I got to get me to Samurai Land, like, right away. I'm into that. But that's another show. We'll see where they take it. Hopefully, but somewhere good.
Sadly, we have to wait 2 years until that comes back.
Yeah, well, you know, they got to do it right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think I'm going to hop off here and grab some dinner. And then I might pop in and see if they're still talking on the other side.
Oh, no doubt they will.
Probably.
Okay, well, thanks for listening, everyone. Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Let me know if you need my recording. Later.
Oh, yeah, I will.